The renowned lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the saint Amir-e Millat Hazrat Pir Sayyid Jamaat Ali Shah Naqshbandi, the Muhaddith rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born in 1257 Hijri in Alipur Sayyidan, which is a district in Punjab, Pakistan. He rahmatullahi alayhi memorized the Holy Quran and received his early education in his hometown. Further Islamic studies, he benefited from the prominent scholars and the saints of the Indian subcontinent, and he gained mastery in both rational and traditional Islamic sciences. After acquiring excellence in outward knowledge, he sought spiritual training from Hazrat Khwaja Faqir Muhammad, famously known as Babaji, rahmatullahi alayh. He entered the Naqshbandi Sufi order as a disciple. Within a short period of time, he was honored with spiritual succession, the Khilafat, and the authorization. He, rahmatullahi alayh, was a practicing Islamic scholar, a spiritual guide, a great preacher of Islam, and an active leader. He rendered invaluable services and propagating Islam. And he brought many disbelievers into the fold of Islam, and he established hundreds of mosques and several madrasas. Pir Jamaat Ali Shah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had a profound love for Medina, and he cherished everything associated with it. Once, while he visited Madinatul Munawwara, a disciple of his accidentally threw a clump of earth at a dog in Medina, causing the animal to yelp in pain. Upon hearing this, he became restless and ordered his disciples to bring the dog to him immediately. When the dog was brought to him, he stood up and, with tears in his eyes, he said to it, "O resident of the beloved city, for the sake of Allah, forgive my disciple's mistake." He then ordered roasted meat and milk to be brought, and then he fed the dog himself. Allahu Akbar. Pir Sayyid Jamaat Ali Shah Naqshbandi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away on 26th of Zulqada, 1370 Hijri, corresponding to August 30th, 1951. His blessed shrine is located in Alipur Sayyidan, which is a district in Punjab, Pakistan, and it remains a center of spiritual attraction for countless of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon him and grant his forgiveness through his intercession. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.